Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Scales of Truth. Well, of course, it's been a tough, say, 14, 15, 16 hours for a lot of us, trying to grapple with the situation. So I just have a few thoughts. One of them, it's amazing to me. I've said it before, but this is a specific case. I want to go through the logic of it. That the lapdog eats out of hand media, even in the most ridiculous situations where this would be even slightly relevant, they go ahead and use headlines as narratives. It's amazing to me. Also, I'll have a thought on the Secret Service as well. Like, I know I'm not talking conspiracy, I'm talking really bad protocol. You've probably seen it. You probably kind of thought it for a moment, but I was chatting with my co-host on Chemology 411, Kim Schultz, and you know, she said that and it kind of emphasized to me, yeah, that's actually really important. I kind of noticed it momentarily, but it didn't really place where it really belonged on the course of oof, that's not good versus oof, that's really bad, or versus oof, what do they even think they're doing? So we get to that. Has to do with the way the Secret Service reacted. Not necessarily the obvious one that you're probably aware of. See my last episode. So, presumably, I mean, I heard this. I haven't gone and confirmed it, but from good sources, people were reporting that the media was being told not to, just to be careful how they characterize that thing where six bullets got shot at the president. I think it was six. And one of them nicked his ear and within an inch of potentially taking his life, but certainly an inch of major injury. And it killed other people at a political rally. This wasn't, oh, I just happened to be walking through the bad parts of Detroit. You know, sometimes just spare gunfire. Just, oops, here I was just walking anonymously through Detroit. No. So they're told basically by implication not to call it an assassination attempt. That's mind-blowing to me. This is a dog-bites-man situation. Now, when you cover it, that's fine. When you go into the nuances, there's still nuances to be had, but if ever there was a clear headline, this is it. Assassination, the attempted, or rather, assassination attempt. The attempted murder of a figure, usually prominent, usually political. I mean, that's my made-up definition, but I believe that's going to be right. Well, it was at a rally during campaign season at a time when the opponent looks weak and he was shot at. So this wasn't a, hey, Trump, big fan. He just didn't read the bullet. I was just delivering a message, you know, kind of like carrier pigeon. If only he would have read the bullet, I wanted to nick his ear to get his attention. And then someone would find the bullet and go, hey, big fan, MAGA forever, John. I don't know the alleged shooter's name. I do know that what they're saying now isn't necessarily what they said early. Early, the picture they showed seemed like it was kind of a 20s to 30s guy. And now it's supposedly just a 21-year-old. He looked almost like he was maybe Hispanic, but certainly dark-haired. And now they're saying it's a 20-year-old white kid. Maybe it's the same kid. I haven't checked that picture yet. So regardless, clearly, this is what you just have to say. You know, if a truck explodes, then what you say is the truck exploded. Okay, maybe you don't know more, but once you can put more to it, then you define it. And this is the part that you can't exactly fill in now is not relevant to whether or not you use this term. Somebody, and we know somebody did it because it was a bullet and we found the guy. As a rifle, attempted to kill President Trump. But worse, they actually went for this. They went for it. There was apparently an event. You know, you mean Israeli, the event? Yeah. What about it? No, there was an event at the event. What? Event at the event? What are you talking about? Why don't you just tell me what happened? Other ones like, oh, Trump falls during rally. Leaves stage bloodied.
See, just like Biden. Everybody thinks he's so much more vital than Biden. He's not.
a situation happened at the Trump rally. Some commotion occurred. Like, this is outside the usual Trump commotion, just commotion of some kind. Think about how programmed and captured and leashed and collared you have to be as a supposed member of the Fourth Estate that helps watchdog through open information for us, as a member of the Fourth Estate, to say, nope, I can't say the most obvious and clear term that everybody else would use, and I'm not going to say it, when it's two words and it fits into headlines and it would grab readers. Think about this. And you understand, I'm going to go trending stories and then also this thought and then the Secret Service. You know, we've been robbed of even the most common experiences. Like, we can't be united on anything. All news media outlets are now being told, nope, that'll seem like that's the thing. And then we'll all be united. And then what? That'll turn into support for Trump overall. Like, if the other side, and there's no reason they couldn't have said this, I'm just apparently thinking this is their thought pattern. This must be their thought pattern. It must be. You know, and so we're robbed of just a common experience of how awful. And within minutes, certainly hours, but probably minutes, as some outlets were minimizing that it was an assassination attempt by not using the term, we have people already divided about a president almost getting killed, like inches away from being killed. We can't have common experiences anymore. The programmers of information that have said, I know what you mean by that. You don't get to say that. Oh, no, if we put up that headline, we have to twist the headline. We have to twist the narrative all the way up into the narrative, including something as simple as dog bites man. Something is so clearly expressed at the highest level as that. We don't get to say anymore. We've been robbed of the ability to be unified on anything, and they want us to be that way. I also like the idea, then I'll get to the trending stories and then the Secret Service, that in their heads they must have thought, as they're trying to tenuously connect why they would adjust that heading, that they would bend that heading, that they would twist that headline, rather. They must have thought, well, geez, I need some kind of, I mean, I you know, change the intention of what I want people to think all the time in a headline, but how could I possibly do this? Oh, I know. Okay, so if we say Trump assassination attempt, then all those violent red staters will be more likely to be violent, and we could have violence in the future. Dude, can the violence of today stand? People died. Can anything, any idea or fact just stand on its own without you trying to get in the fucking middle of it and trying to maneuver people's intentions? This started decades ago. I came up with an idea a few years ago that you no longer get to have primary interest in the meaning and intent of your own words. When you go, oh, well, if anybody took it that way, I apologize, and I should. And then people say, well, you can't do that anymore. You can't say that. You just can't say that. I mean, I hear what you're saying, but you just can't. Why you just can't is because you're not supposed to have the meaning of your own words anymore. And now it is twisted so far that we can't just have the meaning of the actual factual statement. They imply intent in there. On a day of violence, someone will use, yes, but this could mean that others get riled up and there's more violence. No, that's a separate argument. The headline itself is not the argument. Okay, please, nobody retaliate. After all, it's the weakest candidate ever. Nobody heard anybody. We're months away from winning this, just like he actually said on January 6th before Twitter at the time took it down. He said, everybody, I'm sure you're upset, but now it's time to go home. And they literally took it down. So, just like then, we can't just get to the idea that a violent attempt, it stands for itself, and then, of course, we have follow-up discussions that say, well, what does this mean? And please, everybody, stay calm and peaceful. We're investigating. But you don't try to head it off at the pass at the headline. And the other thing I like about this is just this comedic idea that, you know, news media people's brains work who decided to twist the headline. And if they did actually try to use this rationale, some of them did, maybe some of this, like, I don't care, we're not going to say what it is. No, we're just not going to. Reality is what we say. So let's say they did go, oh, I at least need to rationalize this. Oh, red staters will get violent because we are just violent against President Trump, and we don't want that, so we can't say it's an assassination attempt. Yeah, you know, because Jim Bob down in Alabama was all like, well, wait a second. This seems, you know, I got to say it seemed concerning, but now that I look, I notice that at first I was very concerned, but as I continued through the article, and then I realized, wait a second, what doesn't it say? So I saw the video and the bullets and him checking his ear and dropping, and he had a bloody ear, and I could hear the narrative going, shoot her down or something like that. So I thought, I'll be darned. They done shot the president at a presidential rally. They're trying to get a candidate during election season. I'll be darned. That's a, and then I look for that term. The what? Didn't find it anywhere. Did not find the word assassination attempt anywhere. Did not find the word assassination. So, you know, now I feel better and I'm nice and calm. Imagine that. Now, off to, okay, they did change the headlines. An incident occurs. Huh. Hard to tell exactly. I mean, still news incoming, so that's our excuse for being vague. There was no news incoming. It was on video. Everybody had it. Seems he fell down somehow, just like Biden, knocked his little nose. So, oh, yeah, he's so vital. Dude, we already know what happened. Say it. So with this idea that the media is just eating treats out of the hand of whoever tells them to jump through the hoop, we look to, this is Kim looking this up, I didn't look it up. I think it was top searches. And top searches, I don't know, I don't use Google anymore, but it was something like that. Among the top searches were a bunch of things, and none of them were around Trump getting shot. I want you to think about the level of control of and the level of insanity. They have already twisted the algorithm, if it is based on an algorithm. They just down, they just literally count it less, just like you can do with a voting machine. Just like the math computable voting machines do something other than just tally. They allow a multiplication that can then steal the election, and you can access them via Wi-Fi, including the coding. So just like that, they take the algorithm, and the biggest single moment, political moment in America, the biggest single moment since 1982 or 81, or 81, I think Reagan got shot. In 43 years, and it doesn't make the top search results, the trending searches the next morning, it doesn't make the list. Wow. If you've ever understood a little bit that Google is the enemy, then maybe this helps you cement it the rest of the way. Remember, there are old videos of people with accents who are here on a visa, I guarantee. Not all of them, but some of them. And they're saying, out of Google, we are not going to allow what happened in 16 to allow to happen again. Do you understand? This is supposedly a platform where everybody piles information, then we can all find it. If anybody at Google in tech or executive area, and it was one of those two areas, if not a combination, says, well, we can't allow what happened in 16 to happen in 2020, they're saying out and out, we are affecting the information. We are not a broker of free information exchange. We are affecting the information that goes out. Even though we are auspiciously a search result, You know, if you want to go look at Google News and they've compiled something, I expect them to have done something there, and it being twisted would be bad enough, but they're not talking about the Google News area. Google News area has some headlines at the top, but otherwise it's what you search for. Don't use Google. They're the enemy. Okay, now, to the Secret Service. Obviously weird, good video that was caught. I think enough of us captured it. That it won't go anywhere with a redheaded guy going, yeah. Well, first of all, you see the layout. There's only about five buildings. How the Secret Service isn't on top of every single one of those roofs, I don't know. But supposedly, they would have a vantage point on at least one. So when the redheaded guy who was, you know, from the nursery and they decided to watch from just outside the grounds saw the guy in the building and was pointing and said, the Secret Service had binoculars over my direction. I'm sure they saw me pointing. I was pointing for 1 to 3 minutes. He's up there. He's up there. And Kim said she's found some video where it's not even the redheaded guy with the kind of golf cap, you know, the half cap where the hair comes through also. Other people go on, there's a guy with a gun and nobody's doing anything. Well, that's bad enough. Very, very odd. But let's not. It is totally in line with a stand down where everybody's just following orders and Secret Service is less, you know, careful than they would be. The JFK assassination, if you remember the famous video of the guy who would be on the back bumper of their the presidential limousine, and instead he is told to get off of it. He's, you know, shrugging like, why would I be off of it? Why wouldn't I be at my station? This is a motorcade. I should be on there. And they told him to get off of it. So, you know, many different times in weird situations, it seems, I shouldn't say many times, but there's key moments in particular events that seem like a relative stand down. And that goes along with a relative stand down. I mean, they need to answer to it. There were about five buildings. All of them would probably be similar height. And you just need to have somebody stationed on each one. But let's say they should have somebody on one of the buildings. They should have picked the highest vantage point so they can see everything else and have a sniper ready. Somehow, somebody was able to shoot within that short sequence where people, there's pandemonium for whatever, that clip that I don't like. I don't know why there's not a longer clip out there. I haven't tried to capture it myself. I'm just not doing that anymore. There's some great video capture software right off your screen. But I just am not doing that anymore. I wish there was longer one out. But it finishes maybe, you know, 12, 13 seconds after the shooting. And it just stops. Well, even within that, say, 12, 13 seconds after the shooting, you can already hear the audio of shooter down or something like that. Threat down or whatever it is. You can hear that within that 10, 12, 13 seconds. Which means, how did they get him? Well, Kim actually said she thought they were shooting from the stage. I'm like, that's not usually what you would do. You wouldn't have the defense with the guns right out where everybody can see them. You'd have them hold up or, you know, crouch down so that they're in a place nobody can get or see them easily, and they've got the vantage point for other places. So she said it came from the stage. I'm like, okay, I didn't know that, but I didn't really zoom in on the video to see. So anyway, that's a couple weird protocol issues. The second one being if Kim is correct, and I don't think she is about that, but she's been right before when I've been wrong plenty. So what do I know? It's just so far off base for me to be shooting from near the president instead of from other areas, and you're just on the radio and you can see if something happened. Because then you're in the same general line of fire if there's multiple shooters as the president. So one could go for the defender, the defending, and another could go for the president, or at least the second or third shots, if you had shot the president correctly, could be after the other folks. So it just seems like really bad protocol there. But again, I don't know if that's true. But this is the bigger one, and I saw it, and I thought about it for a moment, but then Kim brought it up, and it's so true. Your primary purpose, and I'm going to say this, I'm short, so it would be the same problem for me, is to cover the president. Trump is not incredibly tall. He's not as tall as, say, Clinton was, but he's not short. He's, you know, 6'2". or at least he was 6'2 at his height, right? 6'2 or 6'3. So he's not a short man. And if you're going to cover the president, a couple things we're going to talk about, the procedure of covering the president, where you think, okay, they're thinking of every last thing. So this isn't a ragtag, what do we do now? They have to be drilled on these procedures. And it's interesting to me, and someone's going to say, you know, there are weirdos out there. As I said, we've been robbed of just having the same reaction the times where we should just say, oh my gosh, were you there? Like, you know, it didn't even make the search results, and I guarantee nobody was even talking about it. Like, they were happy not to talk about it out in public if they were of the liberal fringe. And, you know, of course, the worst of them, too bad they missed. It's a good start. But as to the protocol, yes, they cover him on the ground, at least for a bit. Now, I didn't see the full non-cut, but I'm assuming the covering on the ground is at least in the tens of seconds, and they have people in their ear. But they still don't know if there's a second shooter. There's a whole crowd. They can say they saw one shooter, but who's to say another shooter is not in another area? So this is interesting to me, and what you think would be protocol, to Kim's point, was that you keep them covered. When there's an assassination attempt, the president disappears, and everybody creates a shell around him. So at first I thought she was going to say the flag picture was weird. I am not going to put this on the president. You can see, you know, the one photo where he's down, you know, kind of, he's the one who got shot. Everybody else's brains are certainly scattered too. And they're in minor shock too, but he's not the one who's supposed to follow this protocol. So when he is kind of standing up at their height, first of all, that's weird, right? Why wouldn't they cover him and keep him crouched? I know there's not a car nearby, and maybe it was minutes later. So maybe they thought they'd cleared everything, but I don't know how they thought they could clear everything if the crowd was still there, and they were. So I am just going, okay, well, if they were going to try to shoot, they would have tried to shoot by now. We don't see anybody else from our vantage points. Still seems like a risk to me. I don't know if when he waved, when he pumped his fist, it was, you know, 30 seconds later, if it was a minute, if it was 2 minutes. I tend to think it was fairly quickly, but again, they may have stayed down there going, what do you got? What do you got? What do you got? Listening on their ears. So, but regardless, you know, it does seem to me that where he was visually, and I'm sure the vantage point was a little high there, but that means there were vantage points that were high. You know, maybe that's what they were thinking. The vantage point is not low. And so maybe from a lower usual vantage point, they do have him covered. But the honest opinion is his head was left uncovered as they walked him off. That's a major problem in protocol. Now, I know when it's near a motorcade or whatever, I think Reagan may have been near a car, you know, so this is out in a field, and it's, so they ducked him into the car very quickly. I'm kind of thinking it was, I'm probably getting it mixed up with another attempt, but, you know, they duck him into a car very quickly, so it's not very far, it's a matter of yards. And here, maybe they should have had something real close. I don't know if they did, but within 50 yards of him, or 40 yards, or 30 yards. And I know he's an older guy, so maybe they're thinking, I can't make him crouch. But Reagan was an older guy. Not as long to get, I think, into the car. But, man, they should have had something very close and kept him crouched and kept themselves totally around him. But if they did not keep him crouched because he's President Trump and he has a certain presence and charisma, and they decided, well, we're just going to stand up with him. Dude, your detail has to be as tall as him. It has to be as tall as him. And I am not trying to go against a female agent. She just happened to be the shorter one that I noticed. I happened to notice her in front, but as Kim kind of brought that out, A, females aren't as tall. B, just don't assign someone significantly shorter than the potential target to the detail of that person. Go let them cover someone who's shorter. I hate to say it, but that's just like the technical and physical point here. And his head was left unprotected. That is a technical and a mechanical problem. You can't do that. Anyway, guys, that's all I have. Oh, well, I am going to add one other thing. Kim almost had this reaction. She can defend herself. She said, which means, because Kim is reasonable, she identifies as being a Democrat, but she's reasonable. We and I don't particularly disagree on the last 4 years, which tells you she's reasonable. I'm way out there libertarian, and absolutely everything that government touches, especially as it's become more and more corrupted, it just becomes exponentially so. And generally, we don't disagree. She sees where I'm coming from. But this morning, as we were discussing, she said, yeah, thing about Trump is, and then I got her to backtrack several times before she realized what she was saying. She immediately interrupts me, as I've noticed the way she's worded something. So you keep interrupting me. And then she says it a different way. That's just her thing, but you don't have to tell her that. So she goes, well, the weird thing is just about his personality. Really? The first thing you think of is to be oppositional and fight, fight, fight. And of course, I immediately stopped her. And then she immediately acted like that's not what she said. And she, well, what I was saying was, anyway, that's our dynamic is good. Sometimes we have small scuffles. We still talk to each other. So it's all good. So if she thinks that, there are people who actually resent and despise that in the moment of the various things that he thought where I should give some energy to this crowd. I am not dead. I think it's over. And I want to show that we're in this still. So I'm going to say this is all thoughts he would have had briefly. He said, hold on, hold on, hold on. Fight, fight, fight. That's as this kind of instinctual type of a thing as you can come up with. If anybody says, I know what he meant by fight, 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 he meant fight. He's been impeached twice. All right? Hillary Clinton was behind a dossier that was hearsay. Okay? The funding to steal is connected to the Hillary campaign, which means would he have done it without it? He puts together a hearsay document based on a primary subsource who the FBI then said, oh, yeah, the subsource doesn't even agree. Like, why did he say I told him that? I did not tell him that. So somebody mischaracterized it on purpose. Was it just Steele himself? Or was it the campaign behind the scenes? So this is what's been done to Trump. A fake Steele dossier. This is what's been done to Trump, even though the FBI had the information of the subsource saying, well, this is garbage. It still went to the intelligence hearing, and it still went behind, it still went in a misrepresented way to the FISA court to get the FISA warrant for spying on him to come up with other alleged nonsense. So pardon him if he says, of all the people, at the end of the culmination of all these attacks, he says, fight, fight, fight in the moment. To say, you know what, he probably thought this. First of all, it's not the first thing he thought. He's down on the ground. You can see the one kind of in between their legs where he's kind of like checking himself. You know, his life flashed before his eyes. You know, he thought of, I never know how to say her name, Melania. You know, he thought about Barron. You know, he thought about the last 8 years. You know, he thought about a lot of things. And when he got up, he had the composure. The Secret Service should have never let him do it because he should never have been at standing height. But even if he was at standing height, they should have been 360 degrees around his head, and they weren't. But that's their protocol. They have him standing up, and he says, wait, wait, wait. So pardon him if he says, fight, 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 of just all the basic kind of instinctual ways you might try to signal to a rally of your supporters who've been through you thick and thin for 8 years. If you're believing that those people are behind you and are why you're in it to win it, pardon him if he says it. Are we supposed to say, hey guys, everybody okay? You want me to go back to the mic? He got shot. They're trying to get him off. If he has a momentary off-the-cuff discussion, you don't get to act like it was a planned moment. So pardon him if it's because Kim's like, well, you can just tell he's different. Okay, pardon him. That's what I got her to back all the way to. Not good or bad, just because at first it was like she was really irritated by the idea of fight, fight, fight. And that he would do that. Well, shouldn't he be thinking of Baron? Who says he didn't? How many thoughts do you have within 12 seconds of being shot but then realizing you didn't die? A lot of thoughts. But also on the way out, you have the composure to go, I'm at a political rally. I'd like to let these people know I'm okay. They probably know I'm okay, but if I say something, they'll know I'm okay. And maybe it's inspirational. I mean, that's some pretty good composure if you ask me. And honestly, the worst of people hate him because he had good composure in the moment and he said something that would otherwise, in the real world, if we weren't in clown world, would be one of the most inspirational moments in the history of U.S. American politics. They get to immediately say they're pissed at it. So pardon him if after the FISA warrant, where the Department of Justice or the FBI, I forget which, misconstrued the evidence they had to make it seem more concrete as far as the Steele dossier, the same Steele dossier that they asked him to actually go verify and gave him $500,000 to do so or offered him and he didn't even finish because they couldn't verify. Shit! You don't think Trump knows this? He's advised. Pardon him if he's in, you know, I'm in a fight mode. I'm in a fight. And then when he gets shot, he goes fight, fight, fight. Pardon him if almost immediately upon entry into the office, based on this same stuff and, quote, Russian collusion, even as the next president had clear and obvious foreign collusion all over the place, big guy, Hunter Biden laptop, Hunter Biden's business dealings in, Ukraine, among other places, if upon seeing that difference in behavior. Well, this fucker did have a foreign collusion everywhere politically. While he was vice president, his son was being awarded for stuff and hundreds of thousands of dollars just to exist and, quote, be on boards. And I got impeached over fake shit? Like, if you want to go to his real estate dealings, then go to his real estate dealings. There's some stuff there, just like there's stuff with any real estate developers. And some of it's shitty and some of it's slimy. But that's not what you impeached him on. So pardon him if he sees the delta between how the truly criminal Biden is treated and what he's allowed to do to tatter the Constitution versus what he did and said, I'm in a fight. They are attacking me. I can tell because somebody else who did similar things and much worse is not being attacked. Pardon him if he gets impeached a second time on the way out of office. I don't even remember what the fuck that was supposedly about. Pardon him if after he's out of office, they continue to look for files when they found files for Biden too, and then base a weird prosecution and actually convict him by misinforming the jury of the law. And how do I know that? I've told you, I don't need to go any further than no less than a world-level constitutional scholar doesn't have nuances. He says, I still don't know what he was charged with. Alan Dershowitz. I don't know what he's charged with. I don't know what the crime is. That's how convoluted and disconnected whatever the supposed on-the-law statute was with the actual actions. But don't worry, the prosecuting attorney got to then probably deliver jury instructions. And then you feel bound to the jury instructions. So pardon Trump if after he gets shot with the history of all this stuff, including a false prosecution where he's found guilty as a former president, even though since other courts have said, no, he gets immunity, dipshit. If he goes, you know what, I'm in a fight. And so when he gets shot and almost dies, if 20 seconds into it, He goes, I want to do something, but I don't know what. Fight, fight, fight. Pardon him. If any of you fuckers, not you, because you're probably not, if any of those fuckers out there actually have the reaction of that pisses me off, what's this fight, fight, fight crap? There he goes, inciting more violence. Hey, fuck faces. On January 6th, as I already said, he said, now is the time to go home and be peaceful. Go home. And Twitter takes it down. And then you were left to your own devices, the fuck faces, not you guys. They go, see, that bastard incited violence. That's funny because the violence was occurring while his freaking rally was still going on. That's funny because, you know, bear spray? That's not it. Anyway, the spray that would defy bears, that would make them leave, was talking to Ray Epps, and it was caught on video. And Ray Epps is a former military. Ray Epps got taken off of the Most Wanted as soon as his name started being prominent. The nice, you know, Hollywood, we got him, check mark, okay, caught. He got taken off the list as soon as he became prominent via two different articles, Revolver News and a New York Times article or something like that, Wall Street Journal or something. Even though before that, he was happily in Arizona saying he was there. Huh, didn't seem to want to catch him. Gets off with a misdemeanor. Pardon him if after January 6th, they put alleged violence on him. I know some of you guys are going, what do you mean alleged violence? There was violence. Okay, but it was not an insurrection. Go fuck yourself if you use that word. Fuck yourself if you use insurrection. They got let in. There are videos of literally people being like, come on in. And then people coming in. This little stage of, we got to get through that hallway. Why? There's nobody there. Why would you need to go through the hallway? Why would you even do that? What difference would that hallway make? Everybody else is just going to open rooms and checking it out and carrying their Trump stuff. And these 10 or 15 people are acting like they have to breach a hallway that has plexiglass? Bullshit! Did some of them get kind of caught up in it, maybe, that were authentic? The people were in that hallway. Bullshit! What would be the point of breaching the plexiglass? Nobody was ready there to then, now we have our legislature. There were a couple dozen people in that area at the most. Some of them were law enforcement. We had a former Antifa guy there who caught all the 4K definition video. And a guy that, even though he's former Antifa, people are like, yeah, he's a plant. We had Ray Epps the night before going, we know what we're here for. To breach the Capitol. Everybody's, what the fuck are you talking about? Agent, there's an agent over here. Ray Epps was trying to incite the violence. Ray Epps was. He gets off with a misdemeanor. A 15 or 10 or 20 minute walk away, the quote, breach has occurred while Trump is still speaking. Why would he care about breaching the Capitol? None of it makes sense. So pardon him if he has a little bit of a crucifixion complex, such that he feels like maybe he is in, oh, I don't know, a fight. And I should have thought to ask him, because by the end we weren't really disagreeing. She just has some interesting initial takes and things like, well, the first thing he thinks of is the political part. No, it's among the various things he would think of in 30 seconds as his mind is racing and as he realizes he has a new lease on life and he realizes that they, if he might think it's they, but the person didn't get him. So I almost want to say to you, hey, do you think we're in a fight? And Kim would go, yes. Yes, we are. Okay, I know you don't like Trump. She does not like him. She thinks his real estate dealings were bullshit. And I'll say they probably were along the lines of many of those manifest destiny. Somebody gets a city to move people for them and not to have to give proper value. But usually the city is cooperating on that level. She also says he was a slumlord, basically. And I'm not going to not believe her on that. I don't know. And he took a bunch of bankruptcies and the like, and I believe that. And other people took bankruptcies too, because it's the law. So point to me when he took a bankruptcy fraudulently. But anyway, regardless, I want to say to her, okay, do you think we're in a fight? Her answer would be yes. Now, I know the wildest, craziest 35% of us actually believe we're in a fight, and the answer is Biden. They literally can't compare and contrast the 4 years of Biden, which has been disastrous for every American not named George Clooney and Richard Branson, because I guess he's got dual citizenship. But for most of us, it's been disastrous. And these people are too idiotic to understand, hey, food prices really gone up. Well, did you see all the food facilities being destroyed and interesting fires? Did you see all the trains being derailed? Did you see entire millions of birds being killed so your food supply is even lower? Did you see the Ukraine war that's probably in the hundreds of billions from the U.S. now? How can you not compare and contrast relative peace and prosperity and then to what's definitely the opposite, relative disastrous results under, quote, your president, and at least understand he's not the answer and we're not in an existential fight if Biden goes out the door? How do you not know that? How are you so fucking dumb you haven't connected those dots? I mean, truly, the hive mindset, truly the Borg collective. Holy shit. So there are people who think we are in a fight, and they'd go, and it's against Trump, because if he gets in office, democracy could be, it's the end of democracy. What? This president made people put vaccines that had obvious bad side effects. I know I'm kind of going to my whole knowledge universe here, but I can't help it today. 10-20-2022, slide said myocarditis, pericarditis, all the various autoimmune diseases, the Guillain-Barre, the Suzuki syndrome or whatever, even multi-system inflammatory disorder. That's not exactly right, but it's about multi-systems and it's about inflammation in children. Even that was there. Death, stroke, cardiac arrest, all there. So this motherfucker, when you talk about democracy not existing, said, yeah, all that stuff was there and you had a year to decide. At the end of 2021, he's like, take the fucking vaccine. And people went like, but I don't want to take the vaccine. If I had wanted to take the vaccine, I've had plenty of times to take it by now. And by the way, why would it even make sense to at this point? We're literally a year and a quarter removed. Why the fuck would I have to? Take the fucking vaccine! And people died as a result. People died. But the more important thing, back to this idea that President Trump would be the existential threat and to our democracy, that's such, it's such an inversion. This president said, you do not have the sanctity of your own body. I mean, I guess you can, but you know that career you have and your way of life and you're bringing money home? You have to say goodbye to that. And then half of his argument stood up per the deference of the Supreme Court to executive action, not to the companies of over, not to the employees of the over 100 employee countries or 200 companies or 200, whatever it was, but the rest of it did. Well, if you're in healthcare, you got to do it. Guess what? I don't know anybody who died of the virus, not among my family and friends. But I have two kids of my cousin, one family, died at 33-ish and under. I have this in an episode, and I stay anonymous with that because that's how I do. But more details of heart problems and dropped over dead before they were 30 or into their early 30s, after this vaccine mandate happened.
And one of them was in healthcare. McFly, another sibling, has had major heart problems
in his 20s.
Like, you probably shouldn't do work during the day. So when you talk about who is the existential threat to, just remember, they always lie. Always. They always say the opposite, if the opposite just at its highest level might catch some idiot's ear. If he gets an office, it will be a threat to democracy. What you really mean, the closest it's going to happen, is if we can prosecute you fuckers and prove things, you're going to get prosecuted. If we can prove it. And that has to be the way for this country. It has to be. We have to get back a hold of real equal justice. But there's a real decent chance that even if that happens, that they're not going to have the wherewithal or the evidence gathering capability to actually prosecute most of them. And they won't. I don't expect anybody's going to get really punished. But that's the biggest possible threat, is that their ass might be in a sling. And like I said, if they had to spend one night with Tyrone or Big Billy in a jail cell and look at that nightmare, guess who's not so tough anymore? And now they're realizing, holy shit, if we lose this, we could be in prison. And guess who's not so tough anymore? So their rhetoric gets piped up even more. So who's a threat to the constitutional, a Western democracy of America? The guy who also unilaterally said, we're going to sell all of our oil reserves. He's made multiple billion and hundreds of billion dollar decisions unilaterally. Now, honestly, the legislature is also a threat to democracy because they never call him on it, but we talk about that all the time. I will stack up against any president the amount of illegal activity that Biden has done. And they'll say he's going to be a threat to democracy. After three and a half years of relative peace and prosperity, 4 years of peace, but 3.5 years, 3.25 years of peace and relative prosperity, and then compare it to somebody who has demolished the country in every single way. And you can say, oh, it's not him. It's not the point. He's the one in the office. We're talking about if whoever is in the office. Biden is not the threat. He is currently destroying things. I said this recently. Threat is though, it could happen. It's happening. It's a current destruction of the American way of life. A current destruction of basic fundamental levels of society and freedom. All right, guys, I know I went long and went askew there, but had to get some things off of my chest there. So in conclusion, yes, what do we have? We've got, holy shit, did you actually listen to recharacterize how, be careful how you characterize Trump being a fucking shot? And you actually took it into play? How did you think that way? Are you serious? And then, wait. Did you just... Are you serious the next day? Assassination attempts aren't even in top results? Trending searches? How's it not in trending searches? What? Just the level of capturedness. And they're totally wrong. I mean, they can cover this and still win the election. I mean, apples to apples, but apples to apples, good luck with that freaking candidate. But you think that because you don't cover it, that you don't characterize it right, that that's not actually going to make it worse? Because now the same people who are already now pretty sure of themselves that there's no way they're backing down at this point in the support of Trump, you think now that you clearly made an attempt to understate the president getting shot, that they're not going to see right through it? And it's actually not going to give them more resolve? Or are you playing chess, which to me is nonsense? Maybe you think you're playing chess. And you say, well, what we'll do is make it more divisive. Because if we understate, then those folks will be more divisive. And then it'll play better when and if we do a false flag. Because honestly, what are they going to do with Biden? See, the thing is, nobody wants this, but you can't put anything past the Clinton crime family. I mean, they stole the primary from Bernie Sanders. That is out in the open. Seth Rich actually was the source of the information that Assange had. That's what Assange literally said. Seth Rich, an ideal Democrat, going, man, they're stealing, they're not following their own rules. And he's a Democrat. He's an idealistic Democrat. 23, 24, 22, I forget. Killed. Just over primary results. I mean, you don't have to believe he was killed over that, but I don't know. That's kind of the dot that would connect it. So this Clinton crime family and this liar Obama that's now associating with them, all the cards are on the table for them. So God forbid they're thinking of that and they're really thinking it seriously. But if they do, the rationale could be, God forbid, let's make them seem more maniacal. And let's just add the icing on the cake of how pissed they'll be that we can't even call an assassination attempt an assassination attempt. And we will have that much control. I don't think they're there. I think they're actually stupid enough to believe that if we don't call, and they might be right as far as some part of this, they don't call it an assassination attempt, then some moderate folks won't kind of cross over and go, okay, now this is beyond the pale. Now, again, that would have to be with an implication because there's no direct evidence of a team. But even then, they could go, the moderates could go, this is beyond the pale. I kind of heard the inkling of, you know, all this talk of how horrific the president is, and now, great, you spawned someone that almost killed him. I'm talking President Trump. Great. Your implied and sometimes quite expressed calls to violence against him, symbolically and otherwise. Snoop Dogg, who for some reason everybody loves. I guess there's some video of him shooting Trump. And then dipshit holding up a severed head of Trump. I think the redheaded female comedian. Kathy Griffin, maybe. All these types of images. Maybe they're like, well, the moderates now, who had not been quite, decided on Trump, maybe they're going to make a connection and it's going to piss them off enough that they're going to not vote for us, or they're going to vote for Trump specifically. And so we want to tone it down. I think that that's what they're doing. They really think that, and I guess they're right. I mean, awoke Trump voters, they're just going to be more sure of themselves. But maybe the weird moderate middle is actually going to be like, well, you know, I didn't really support Trump that much. But now that he's been an assassination attempt, and yes, I know that's what it is, maybe now I've decided I definitely will vote for him. Okay, first of all, moderates are weirdos. Second of all, moderates are highly uninformed. In this day and age, if you're a moderate, I don't know what you do with your time. I guess you just bike ride or something. I have no idea. But, yeah, it's possible that those moderates could be like, okay, well, I wasn't really sure, but now this is a little frustrating. And I've kind of thought some of the rhetoric was a little bit much, but, you know, Trump gave us a fairly good first term. I don't know what the big deal is. And I think they do character assassinate him a little bit too much, and this is enough. So maybe they're right. Maybe they're right as far as that potential effect. But honestly, the choir is going to keep preaching. That's probably fake. Oh, look at him fight, 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 little fucking bastard. I hate that fucker. And other people are like, man, nice try. Because unfortunately, people have expressed that. They're going to. It's just that social media lets us see it. You know, it's just too bad. I was around. Now, granted, I was young for the Reagan deal. And guess what? It was a shared moment of shock. Now, with JFK, yeah, behind the scenes, there are people high-fiving LBJ. LBJ. There are people smiling on Air Force One and kind of giving a knowing look to each other, with one being LBJ. But it would only be the real internal circle that would seem to have like a, oh,
I ain't saying nothing, but how about that? How about that? Good start. But these days, we are so divided, we can't even share in kind of a common mourning of holy crap. And so divided that we can't even just have a headline of the most obvious thing. The same thing happened with Rand Paul, but somebody else was at a softball game. And there was a bad attack at the softball game. It barely got any coverage. It's insane, folks. And I know I went on and on a bit. I don't care. Hope your Sunday goes well. Still a lot to process. Still a lot to process. I think we're in the most dangerous times right now. And I don't know that it was coordinated. I don't know. But knowing that any assassin... See, this is where I think Owen Schroyer off InfoWars said, well, you know, we don't want to speculate. No, you do want to speculate. You just want to very clearly say it's speculation. Because speculation is the fuel of cajoling the truth out of sources and of getting to the truth yourself if you can. Any investigation first has to speculate. So if it's an investigation of mass public importance, you should speculate. So I don't want to speculate, but I do. I just want to be clear that this is a dangerous time right now because I don't have a effing crystal ball. It's a very dangerous time because if this was plotted, and we don't know. I'm not keeping up with it moment to moment this morning. I probably should. My druthers are not to get into this awful type stuff where, oh no, please don't tell me it's like Oklahoma City. Yes, Oklahoma City. I remember if I've covered that in an episode or not. Maybe I haven't. Oh, please don't tell me it's like I didn't want to believe for a year after 9/11, even though at first I thought of Oklahoma City, because I already knew the situation there. I don't want to think about that. I'm not going to think about it. And then a year later, some college student in a summer job I have mentions this, and I'm like, oh, no, you're going to make me look into this to see if your claims are true. Oh, shit. Fucking 9/11. You hate to go there, but you need to speculate. And the earlier the speculation, the better. If they are at oh shit mode, level 4, ludicrous, whatever it was in Spaceballs. If we're at that mode where they are politically and we know they're effing madmen, then what is on the table? The Clinton crime family still has not been punished for anything. Not for stealing the primary from Bernie. Not for the Steele dossier. They know they're immune. They know they are. So what's on the table? When you know no one's going to be punished and you want to attain control again. I don't think they would do such a thing as hurt Biden. But remember, it's out there. And if it's out there, they're only going to try to frame a certain person or a certain mindset. That's the only way they would do it. In fact, you know, and the reason I'm saying this, and I hope none of this happens, obviously, but even if it's a lone person, within minutes, they will blame the right in general. They will blame Trump specifically. Within minutes, they will. Seconds, possibly. The talking heads will say, this was going to happen thanks to Trump's rhetoric. Is exactly what will happen. And so even if it was to happen, and God forbid anything like that happen, I will also tear up over that. As I was definitely just tears were flowing yesterday. I wasn't bawling, but I just couldn't help myself as I thought through this. And I saw that he survived and he stood up and he said, fight, fight, fight. Tears were just flowing for me as I continued to follow it. My tears will be flowing even for Biden because of the violence. And I hate him with a passion of 1,000 suns. But I don't want anybody hurt, let alone that. But when and if that happens, God forbid, you have to speculate. And you should speculate now. And the more we speculate now that the Clinton crime family and the liar that is Obama and their organization and the WEF, now that they think, oh, we don't know that he can win. He's a disaster area. Someone won't even, they won't even believe that he could win. That's the thing.
we'll have a real bluff on our hands, the likes of which we've never had to cover before. I mean, COVID bluff was one thing, but we could do that because we had science behind us. But the elections, there's no Fauci to come on out and try and spout alleged science. So how do we cover that bluff? There's no one believes that he is electable now. Now, will he get votes? Yes, he'll get 20% of the population known as insane people, for sure. And then some others that are, granted, I'll give them some credit, aren't as insane or aren't insane. They're just ate up and entirely misinformed and can't get past their own early programming of Republican bad, Democrat good. So they'll be, he could get 35% legitimately, possibly 40. And 40 would be a real, like if it's 40, it's because just how ate up people are these days. 30 years ago, there's no way this type of a candidate, first of all, is even allowed to continue. But second of all, gets any kind of true support. If he's in there, at best, it's a 60 to 40 trouncing. And that means, what am I thinking of? Electoral college-wise, he gets, you know, it's 85%. Because that's the way electoral college is. It's winner take all. So they will get trounced. So God forbid they think of that and go, well, we're going to not be able to bluff our way through a stolen election this time. We're just not going to be able to. And so since we're not, we got to do something to make it at least plausible that we could win. And that's Kamala. It's getting him to step down. Or potentially for these freaks, something's going to happen to Biden. Have to happen to Biden. After all, he's in a blackmail war with me. This is Obama talking now. I ain't no way I'm going to let him win that blackmail war. No effing way. So he's shown that he's not loyal anymore, and something needs to be done. Now, I am not predicting that that will be done. I'm predicting that I believe it is on the short list right now with the freaks, with the attempted fourth presidential term of Obama, with the Clinton crime family and the WEF behind the scenes. I want you to say, I said it before, some of our politicians are politically native born to the country of the World Economic Forum. That is their loyalty. They're not loyal politically and never have been to the ideals of America, to their homeland. They're not loyal to the idea of no, 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 no. You come here over the border. No, they're not. And I want to bring one other quick question, a quick thought up I've had. Okay, what if you're reading the tea leaves of the disastrous and treasonous Democrats who want, what if you're a foreign power that is reading the tea leaves of the disastrous and traitorous Democrats that says, please come across the border. We want to have Democratic voters, and we're going to try to get you citizenship even though you're illegal, because now just showing up makes you legal. That's what we're trying to do. Just showing up and getting caught makes you illegal. Oh, yeah, here the NGOs lie about whether, you know, you are truly in asylum. Asylum is not everybody. Asylum is if you were specifically politically targeted. That's not leave your country because it's shitty. Okay, so it's not that. So NGOs are giving them instructions. But again, going back to, what if you're a foreign country who actually still has allegiance to its powers, its government, the Chinese, the Russian even, whoever it might be, the North Koreans. And someone's like, open border time, come on in. You have some military and intelligence types, just go. Just go. Why wouldn't you bring, and in fact, you could create your own 2,000 mules situation, not shitting you. Now, 2,000 mules would be a little bit hard because Remember, they just made votes from nothing. There didn't have to be a person behind them. They just made votes from nothing. They didn't supposedly have to go find, you know, bad ballots and stuff. I mean, you know, voters. Supposedly the absentee ballot would have to be related to a supposed voter. But they could do let's do a pivotal. Where are the closest states to win? Where can we win? Okay, let's just pile all of our illegal forces into there. Or worse, say, oh yeah, I'm from China, but I'm a Democrat. And then you go in, you get the inner workings of these treasonous, faulty, Democratic area voting precincts. And you're actually just the new guy from China, but the Democrats took you in as a volunteer. And you really have ulterior motives. Think of how much the infiltration can occur. And I want to leave with one other thing. I know it's more of a generic observation. Think of how important it is for Putin, and you can hate him too, and I totally get why he's... But think of the contrast between a Putin and a Zelensky. Now, I don't think he believes he cares about his country at all, but at least on one level you could say, no, I believe in my country and people are invading it and we will not have it. And they care about their borders and they care about the invasion because they at least ostensibly care about the traditions and the foundations and the rules of law of their country and of their people. Now, in contrast to that, we have Democrats supporting that, supporting the integrity of a country. And we have idiot Republicans doing it too, but as far as who's totally ate up in the general citizenry, it is Democrats. Or actually, you could split the wars and say for Israel, it's not Democrats. So just to be honest, I guess I should be fair there. But over here, you have people absolutely and utterly supporting as a sacred cow, fundamental ideal that Ukraine's integrity must be defended at all costs, no matter how many lies. The integrity must be defended. The invasion must be stopped. Same thing for Israel. The integrity must be defended. Although there, it's that they are happy to support offensive efforts, but I guess anybody could say, well, in a war, you need offensive efforts too. Sometimes that's just going to have to be strategy. But at the same time, they don't believe at all in the integrity of our own country. They don't believe at all about opposing those who would invade our country. And instead, they're openly desiring and allowing the invasion of our country. And I know it's like that in many other Western countries, but how can you not see that this is totally driven and totally coordinated? I mean, why would people go 100 to 1,000 or thousands of miles across countries to get to another one by foot? That doesn't happen organically, not in large groups, not in caravans. It doesn't. And so the same people who have no real loyalty to the country are behind or connected to the people who are behind the purposeful. No, it's not just that we'll have open borders and if they come, they come. You know, we're going to try not to enforce the border. It's that they're behind the, now that we have open borders, let's get as many people as here as possible. They're either directly connected or they're associated with that movement as well. So don't come to me about the enemy of democracy in America. There is one, and of all things Trump is, and he's a lot of imperfect things, he is not the enemy of democracy in America. So, you know, hope and pray and hope. Let's lean towards praying primarily. Hope and pray that Trump, that no more violence occurs this election season. But then also, don't let that stop you from talking about what you should talk about, which is the horrific things that are happening during election season that the Constitution, pardon me, that the Supreme Court allowed this same administration to not be enjoined against talking to social media platforms about censorship. Keep your eye on whether that censorship is happening, because the case itself has not gone up yet. They didn't decide a president can do it. They kind of implied that it wouldn't hit the merits, but that's ridiculous. The case itself didn't go away. The injunction did. So in the meantime, this administration gets to talk to Facebook, gets to talk to Meta, gets to talk to Instagram, which is all owned the same place, gets to talk to Google and go, hey, this is what we want censored. And as long as they're not connected to individuals, apparently it doesn't hit the, you know, floor for this is suspicious. It seems like government's trying to censor. Huh. No. As long as we don't connect it to a particular... Yeah, but they're censoring all of America based not on the individual, but based on what they're saying. So it doesn't have to go back to the individual. So why would you make that connection? Well, we just couldn't tell that it went back to Joe Blow specifically, and so we can't say that it shouldn't be enjoined. It was a mass effort. It was never meant to be tied back to Joe Blow. What are you talking about? Stop using excuses. Come up with a new rule of law as far as standing. If it means that all they have to do is not point to a specific person and make their otherwise unconstitutional behavior apply as a blanket rule, then you can do it. That's more people hurt. That's more people affected by unconstitutional acts. So yeah, it's crazy. Pray for peace, but also do not back down. Do not back down. Fight, fight, fight doesn't mean by fist and sword. And of course, those of us with brains know that. And so I will definitely take up that mantle. Fight, fight, fight. There's 4-ish months left. You must fight for truth. You must fight against untruth. You must tell your congressman to fight for truth and fight against untruth. Do what you know must be done. All right, guys, thanks for listening.